The Lives of the Third Temple, Part 98. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe Israel's Rapture, which was my doctoral degree, please contact us at our WhatsApp, which is an international number, plus 27, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very, very, very welcome. I need to urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have definitely missed a lot of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification, all the other studies that we are doing in English as well. And for those who are Afrikaans speaking able, there's also about 3,000 videos in Afrikaans, which I've done on my other website, my Afrikaans website, https://yahvah.co.za, the son's name, yahvahsaua.co.za. This is in Afrikaans, yahvahsaua.co.za. Gaan net soon toe. Alright, I just said they can just go to the website. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today was going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. We are to continue where we left off yesterday. Now the researcher, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem makes the following statement. We're still busy with this statement. Now their letter was to the Prime Minister. Mr. Prime Minister, your brethren has considered their ways and gone up to the mountain of the Lord. Therefore, we ask you to intervene on behalf of Israel's faithful and demonstrate their living privileges, their divine privileges. Your people who gave to the Gentiles the knowledge of the one true God. It what? Your people, which were Israel, who gave to the Gentiles the knowledge of the one true God. Now you see, the researchers see Islam as the Gentiles. It's not. It's the 10 northern lost tribes of Israel. He says, your people who gave the Gentiles the knowledge of the one true God must be allowed full freedom to worship within the holy boundaries of the Mount. May the Almighty strengthen the resolve of our government to do which is right in the sight of the Lord. Now, I don't understand. These are Jewish people, but they're Lord and God. And where Lord and God comes from the word Kyrios and Theos, which is in Greek. And the Gentiles succumbed. Now, this is a scripture, Isaiah 60. For the Gentiles have come to thy light, and the kings are the brightness of thy rising. The forces and the Gentiles have come upon thee. They shall cross up with a pretendence of minor altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Isaiah 60. Be strong, Mr. President, and all your people of Israel, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai 2 verse 4. Now we're going to discuss the temple foundation, the Jerusalem Temple Foundation branch in America. Now all the time we were dealing with the research work of the Jerusalem Temple Mount. Now they also have a branch currently in America. The same group at the same time formed a Jerusalem Temple Foundation branch in America, but without the sanction of the endorsement of the Jewish group of the same name in Jerusalem. Those involved were evangelical Christians, so the Jerusalem Temple Mount Foundation branch in America are not Orthodox Jews, but they are who? are evangelical Christians, they are Catholic Jewish Christians, for various motives want to help the Jews gain access to the Temple Mount and rebuild the third temple. They want to help Israel to rebuild the third temple. One of the members even considered himself to be the new Nehemiah. Now that's funny. Suddenly somebody is Nehemiah and somebody else is Zechariah. And as I understand, the Messiah, Yeshua, as they call him, is actually Yahshua, not Yeshua, Yah, Y-A-H, it's not J, Y, Yah, as Yod-Hei-Vav-Hei. The letter J was only created in the 16th century, 1524 to be exactly. You can find that on internet, it's so easy. So, what do they want to do? They all want to be prophets, certain New Testament prophets or New Age prophets. And they want to assist the groups in Jerusalem to have a third temple built. The new Nehemiah. This group lobbied extensively on behalf of the various temple groups, mount groups, for some months beginning in 1983. Anti-Semitic and anti-Israel groups made enormous mountain of mobile hill activities of this evangelical group. The group ceased to exist altogether after a few years, and as far as anyone can tell, only very moderate sums of evangelicals funds will even contribute to the cause of the rebuilding of the Jewish temple. They will say so. They will say so. But even today, there are large amounts of money flowing into Jerusalem through the evangelicals. They want to stay undercover till the right time. More media reaction and responses. Segments of the international press immediately took an interest in the link between the evangelical Christians and those in Israel who are associated with making the Third Temple a free forum for worship. You see, they want the Third Temple there because they say that Jesus cannot return to earth before there is a Third Temple. Because he's got to sit in the temple. That's not what the Bible says. It talks about the Antichrist. It talks about the Pope that will sit in the temple and present himself as God, offering unto Israel. Yahshua, Jesus, is not going to sit in the temple and do offerings. He has given the biggest offer ever, which is his life. He sacrificed his own life. He died for our sins. Why do you need to go and sit in the temple? He abolished the 613 laws of Moses by giving us two kingly laws. Hear Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. You must worship him with your whole mind, your soul, and your body, and your brethren as yourself. I'm just translating from Afrikaans to English. That's the two kingly laws. It's the laws of love. The love of our Savior, Yahshua, who died on the cross for my sins. He bought me with his blood. He bought you with his blood. And to say we are saved by grace, not by works. The grace through Yahshua. When you drive on the R21 towards Oliver Tambo Airport, there's a massive signboard that says, Grace has a name. Grace has a name. Now this grace is which we are living in this 21st century. Grace is Yahshua. Revealed in the flesh. Christ is Yahweh the Father, revealed through Yahshua in the flesh. How wonderful is that? We don't just know
him by the word Christ. We know him by his revelation name, Yahshua. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei Shua. Shua means Redeemer and Savior. He is our Redeemer and our Savior. He paid with his life, with his blood, in order for us to live even after we have died. Isn't that wonderful? He's given us eternal life. But in order to obtain eternal life, you need to come to repentance first. You need to be buried through immersing in the name of Yahshua to the remission of your sins. Not three times, one time. As Yahshua was buried and rose from the dead. Go read Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. And you will see how Apostle Paul explained that we are buried in Yahshua and raised with him. The old man of sin, ourselves, has been buried. We are no more what we used to be. We are a new creation in Yahshua. And the success of it all, we need to live in holiness the rest of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to live in holiness. And this is what the world doesn't want. The world doesn't want to do what the New Testament tells us. They are leaning backwards into the Old Testament, wanting to live according to the 613 laws of Moses. You can't. There's no salvation. Even Moses couldn't make it by being disobedient. Instead of talking to the rock, he hit the rock and the water came out. That caused him, his disobedience, caused him not to enter the promised land. I always said, if Moses had lived today, he would have made it. Being disobedient, you need to call upon the blood, the forgiveness of Yahshua, and you are restored immediately. Not one day, sometimes, ever. Immediately. The redemption blood of Yahshua restore your position in Yahweh your Elohim immediately. And we continue as if we've never sinned. That's grace. We know Christ's name. We're living in the age of grace. The Bible says in Revelation 3 verse 14 to 22, were you hot or cold because you look warm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And that's why grace wants us to perform in a manner in holiness. Not lukewarm. Not lukewarm. He's going to spit you out. He wants us to be constant in his grace. And we're living in the age of grace. How do we know it? Well, sinners are still being saved every day. And the Bible says there's gladness in heaven if one soul repents unto Yahshua, which is added to the bride through immersing in water baptism or immersing as in John 3 verse 1 to 11. Where Yahshua says to Nicodemus, you need to be born again out of water and spirit. The blood cleanses us of all unrighteousness. But we need to bury the old person of sin and raise a new life in Yahshua. And that's why we can't immerse or baptize people three times in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Lord. That's a Roman Catholic baptism. In the name above every other name, the name Yahshua. Hallelujah. What a privilege to know him by his name. What a privilege to live in his name. That's why it's so important that you should also subscribe to the study, What is Your God's Name? It's so interesting. It's so necessary for the time that we're living in. In South Africa, I have 240 students first, second, third, and fourth year students. We have ordained 32 pastors already in the revelation name of Yahushua, who are all busy with home cell groups in South Africa, and there's others around the world on the moment. It's home cells, it's not churches. It's not a church, it's not a domination, it's not an organization. Everyone has a home cell and they perform it as the Ruach HaKodesh leads them. Some of their home cells is not even in the house. They do it per WhatsApp on a Wednesday night or a Tuesday night, where they're all linked into a conference call and they have a discussion about one of the teachings that I've done. So what are we doing? We are performing and living in the grace, the blood, the redemption blood of Yahushua, who cleansed us of all our sins and our unrighteousness. Now time is caught up with us, till tomorrow morning if His Father's will. Let the word live in you. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.